Today's daf is Tmura Daf Lamed, and we will begin five lines from the top of Daf Lamed Amar Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza. So the topic of yesterday's daf, Shabbos's daf, was the halacha of Esnan Zoyna. The Torah says in Parshas Ki Seitze, Loisavi Esnan Zoyna Umechir Kelev Beis Hashem Aloikecha L'chol Neder Ki Soyavas Hashem Aloikecha Gam Shnei. The Torah says that you're not allowed to take an Esnan Zoyna and a Mechir Kelev and bring it Beis Hashem Aloikecha. So what's an Esnan Zoyna? Somebody hires a Zoyna, and instead of paying her with money, instead, he paid her with the behemoth. The Torah says that the Zoyna is not allowed to take the behemoth and bring it now as a carbon. Either way, today's daf is going to continue to discuss the halachas of Esnan Zoyna. We're also going to learn the halachas of a Mechir Kelev. Either way, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph brought a machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim. If somebody goes over to his friend and he says, Hoylich tleze, v'tolin shivchoscha etzalavdi. So Reuven had a Neved Ivri, and Shimon had a Shivcha Knanis. And Reuven told Shimon that I'll give you a Tle if you allow your Shivcha to be together with my Evan. The question is that Tle, that behemoth, does it have a din of an Esnan? Or does it not have a din of an Esnan Zoyna? So the Mishnah said, Rebbe Yoimer Eino Esnan. It's not considered an Esnan. The Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say Esnan, it is going to be considered an Esnan. Freak the Gemara Akasha. L'chura, what's the Shaila? That it should even be an Esnan. V'shivcha le'evit Mishra Sharyo. We saw in yesterday's daf that not every time somebody gives a behemoth to a Zoyna is the halacha that it's going to be an Esnan Zoyna. The only time the animal would be treated as an Esnan Zoyna is if this bia that this person paid for was on some level a bia visa. The kasha is that even though an ordinary yid is not allowed to be with a shivcha knanis, but in Eved Ivri we know there's a special chiddush in the Torah, he's allowed to be with a shivcha knanis. So afraid to Gemara, being that a shivcha le'evet is mishra sharya, so what's the havamina? What's the tzad that this should be an Esnan Zoyna? Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said, etzloi ka'amar. Even though the lashon of Mishnah is that Reuven told Shimon that I'll pay you for your shivcha to be with my Eved. Eved is lav dafka. In fact, it's not just lav dafka. It doesn't mean Eved. What it means is that he wanted him to be etzloi. The hadik tani Eved. Why did the Mishnah say Eved? Lishna ma'al yikamar. He didn't want to say it in such a grub way. But really, what he was referring to was himself, being that for the yid to be with a shivcha is a bias. It's for that reason, the behemoth would be treated as an Esnan Zoyna. Freak the Gemara, Yochi, my time of the Rebbe, the Mosta Machloikis. And then this is a classic example of an Esnan Zoyna. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amrav Shulbar Rabbi Yitzchak Lo'ilam Avdi. V'chik Tani Be'evet Ivri. You have to say, the only way to understand Rebbe Shita, who says that it's not an Esnan, is by understanding that it's a regular Evet. Yochi, my time of the Rabbanans. Again, Hodra Kusha L'duchte, why according to the Rabbanan is it considered an Esnan? We know the halacha is that shivcha le'eved mishra sharya. So the Gemara says, "Hacha v'mayaskinon k'goin the lesla isha banim." It's talking about an eved ivri that didn't have a wife and children. Tanya, we learned in a brayza, "Ein la isha banim, ein rabbi moisla shivcha kananis." Yesh la isha banim, rabbi moisla shivcha kananis. A very important halacha as it relates to this din that eved ivri, rabbi moisla shivcha kananis. It's only if he had children. It's only if he himself had his own family. But an Eved Ivri that gets sold into slavery, he himself doesn't have a family. The halach is Ein Rabbi Moiseloi Shivcha Knanis. So Hacha B'mayaskinon, we're talking about Eved Ivri that had no Isha Ubanim. Being that he had no Isha Ubanim, so on some level, we could look at this Shivcha Knanis as being usher to him. Why? Because he has no Isha Ubanim. And the halach is Ein Rabbi Moiseloi Shivcha Knanis. It's for that reason the Rabbanon hold it would be considered an Esnan Zoyna. Rabbi holds it wouldn't be considered an Esnan Zoyna. But the point is, the reason it's a Shaila is because on the one hand, an Eved Ivri is mutter to a Shivcha Knanis. But then again, an Eved Ivri is only mutter to an Isha, to a Shivcha Knanis, if he has Isha Manim. Hachel Mayaskinah, but there's no Isha Manim. And we have Machlokes Rabbi the Chachamim now, whether this behemoth would be considered an Esnan Zoyna, or whether this behemoth would not be considered an Esnan Zoyna. Just one Ha'ara, and that is the Marsha, and others say as well, that that's Pashit. That this halacha, that Eved Ivri, Rabbi Moisel, or Shivcha Knanis, that's only if the rabbi himself wants to be Moisel, his own Shivcha Knanis, to his Eved Ivri. In other words, what's Pashup Shat? Why is it that an Eved Ivri, he's a regular Upkehitana Haimashid, he gets sold as an Eved Nebuch, he stole or he was forced because of Anias to be sold into slavery. And he had no choice, says the Torah. Oh, now that you're an Eved Ivri, you're allowed to be with a Shifcha Knanis. A Shifcha Knanis, she's a non-Jewish woman. Okay, she's a Yisrael, but Miktas, but this is Biyos, Asurois, Timtum Alev. This is touching on Inyonim of Kanoim Poigim Bais. So what's Pashup Shat that it's okay for an Eved Ivri to be with a Shifcha Knanis? The Torah says, Rashi brings it in Chumash, it's because an Eved Ivri's job is to work for his master. And Keshem Shechayev Eved Ivri Lavid is Rabbi Bayoyim, so too he has an obligation to work for him at night. And being that if Odoin owns a Shifcha Knanis, Dalochiz or Yishav Yilodeh Atil Adina, he gets to keep the children. The children are obviously his slaves, they belong to him. So Mitzad, the Halochiz of Avdus, the Odoin has a right to make the Eved Ivri work for him, quote unquote, at night, then as a result, they'll be able to bear him fruit. They'll be able to bear children. So it says the Marsha, that's poshut if that's the case. It's only if I own the Shifcha. So if I own an Eved, I own a Shifcha, I'm going to be the beneficiary of the children, then there's going to be such halacha. But it's not a hefkevelt that an Eved Ivri, all of a sudden, because he became an Eved Ivri, again, we're not dealing with an Eved Knani, who's the Yisrael, b'miktsas lola mi'isha, that he's chayiv and all mitzvahs asay she'inas mangaromo, and a mitzvahs lois asay. We're dealing with an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is a Yisrael l'chol davar. He's a 100% Yid. When he's sold as an Eved Ivri, he's supposed to put on tefillah. He's supposed to do everything that every Yid has to do. But for some reason, he's allowed to marry a Shifcha Knanis. It's because of his Chiyuvei Avdus. There's a concept that he has an obligation to be Ovidus Rabbi Balayus. It says in Masha, that's Poshit, only if it's going to be his own Shifcha. But all the Achroinim, the Neidib Yehuda Netshuva, and others are Matmi on the Masha from this Gemara. Because what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said there were two people. Reuven has an Eved Ivri, Shimon has a Shifcha Knanis. And he paid Shimon so that the Shifcha should be together with his Eved. And there's a Shaila. Is the Behema an Esnan Zoyna or is it not an Esnan Zoyna? L'chura, this whole Shaila doesn't get onto first base because the Shaila is predicated on the Shifcha being mutter to the Eved, like the Gemara said. Shifcha le'Eved Mishra Sharia, but in this case, where it's not Reuven's own Shifcha and Eved, it's somebody else's Shifcha. So based on that, it should be a problem. Obviously, V'yesh li'yashev, but the Yisoyda the Marsha, and the Kasha, and the Noid of Yehuda, all the Achroinim, and even some of the Rishonim discussed the Shaila, just an interesting Na'ara. Either way, so we turn our attention from the halacha of Esnan Zoyna to the halacha of Mechir Kelev. So what's a Mechir Kelev? It's the same pasuk. Le'sabi Esnan Zoyna, u'Mechir Kelev beis Hashem alikecha. A Mechir Kelev is if somebody has a dog and he sells the dog or he swaps the dog with some other animal. You can't take the other animal and bring it as a carbon. So there's something so repulsive about a kelev as it relates to bringing it as a carbon that not only can't you bring a kelev, that's obvious, but even if you had a kelev and you swapped it with a kosher animal, so now I have a little goat. Why can't I take the goat and bring it as a carbon? A goat's okay, but if it was swapped, it's a mechir, it was tmuras, the kelev, so to speak, the halacha is, even the kosher animal can't be brought as a carbon. I'll give you a kelev, you give me a tleh. That tleh is going to be a mechir kelev. If there were two partners that divided an estate, so there were 20 animals, there were 19 sheep, and there was one dog. So one shutif took the 10 sheep, and the other one took the 9 and the one dog. So the halach is, the one that took the 10 sheep, all his sheep are going to be aser. And the reason is because they're all considered mechir kelev. Because in the achloiku between the partners, I took the sheep, keneged your dog. And what we say is that all 10 are connected to the dog. Gemara is going to explain why you say that. Why shouldn't you just say one sheep is connected to the dog? So the Gemara will discuss that. But either way, all 10 are going to be awesome. But She'ima Kalev, the one that took the dog, the 9 that came along with the dog were never Mechir Kalev, because on the other side, all it is a sheep. So the Mele, it's going to be Mote Esnan HaKalev. What happens if someone has an Esnan Kalev? So somebody paid somebody with a behema to be together with his dog. So it was an Esnan for znus with a kelev, or mechir zayna. Somebody had a zayna, and he took his zayna that he owned, and he swapped it for shifcha. So the halach is ariel umutarn. It's esnan zayna umechir kelev, as opposed to esnan kelev umechir zayna. Shenemar, and how do you know that? Efshanat. It says shnayev le'arba, because the pasuk is very wordy, as we're going to see from the drashas of the Gemara. It says kisayav as Hashem lekecha gam shnehem, and from the word shnehem, not shnayim, from the word shnehem, we learned that it's two, not four. Esnan zoyna mechir kelev. You can't add to that also the esnan kelev and the mechir zoyna. Zokt the Mishnah Vayit, the Vladoi say, what about the Vladois of a behema that was either an Esnan Zoyna Mechir Kelev? Someone has a behema, it was in a keva, and it was either an Esen Zayin or Mechir Kelev, Mutarin, because it says in the Pasuk, came, Kisayev as Hashem Alikecha Gam Shneim, and we learn from there, V'loi V'lo Doisem. Zok to Gemara Tanur Rabbana, Mechir Kelev, Zel Chalich Vei Kelev, V'chein Hu, Oymer Timkar Amcha V'loi Hoin, V'loi Rebisa Bim Chireyem. It's a Pasuk in Tehillim, and from that Pasuk you see, Mechireyem means to sell, it's a Fakoifen. To switch, to swap. So that's what the Mechir Kelev means in this pasuk. Great, the Gemara, Ema Esnan Mamish. Maybe when it says Mechir, what it really means is Znus. Maybe it doesn't mean that pasuk in Tehillim. Maybe it means the same thing Esnan Zoyna means, or the same concept. In Kain, Havutlasa, the Gemara says, Uksiv, Gam Shneim, Veloy Shloisha. So there's a lot of issues with the Gersois, like many Gemaras in Masechta Tmura. But from the Gemara's Teretz, at least with this Gersa that we just read, it sounds like the question was not Ema Esnan Mamish, that Mechir Kelev doesn't mean Mechir Kelev, it means really Esnan Kelev. The Gemara's question is, maybe it means both. Maybe Mechir Kelev is Tarti B'mashma. Number one, you can't switch a Kelev for another animal, bring that animal as a carbon, and it also means the concept of Esnan. Teretz is, it says Gam Shneim, Shneim is V'loi Shloisha, but the Gemara says, one second, Mi Kamrinan Anan, Esnan U'Mechir, Esnan V'loi Mechir Kamrinan. You think my Kasha was, says the Maksha, that I mean that Mechir Kelev means what we think it is, plus Esnan. Maybe it means only Esnan and not Mechir, meaning maybe Esnan and Mechir is really the same thing. Why the Torah used a different word? You have to know, according to the Maksha. But the point is that the Maksha's question was that maybe Esnan Zoyna and Mechir Kelev are the same thing. Esnan is when you gave it to a Zoyna. Mechir Kelev is when you did it in exchange for Znus with a Kelev. The Gemara says, "Okay, name a crow. Leisavi Esnan Zoyna v'Kelev. Midichsev Esnan Zoyna u'Mechir Kelev." Shami, no, it's certainly mashma as if it's two separate things. Ashutvin Shacholkus. We said if two partners divide an estate of animals, there were 20 animals. One took 10 kosher animals, and the one took 9 plus the one Kelev. So what was the halacha? The one that took the 10, all 10 of his are aser, because we look at all 10 as if they're keneged the Kelev. The one that took the 9 with the Kelev, his 9 are mutter, because his 9 didn't go keneged the Kelev. He was with the Kelev. The Kelev was on his team. It was on his side. And as a result, his are going to be kosher. Why all 10 aser? Why don't you just say one of the tlam go connect the Kelev? That one's going to be aser, but the other 9 are going to be mutter. What happened was the 10 were more valuable than the 9. Meaning you had 10 tlum on one side, you had 9 tlum and a kelev on the other side. What happened was the 10 tlum, each one was worth more than the 9 tlum. So let's say each one was worth $100. Together was 1,000. 10 times 100, so together was $1,000. The 9 tlum were not worth $100 each, but rather they were worth $90 each. So it was 90 times 9, which is $810. So the way the shutfin were mashlim to make the yachloiku equal is the kelev was worth more than the tlan. It was worth $190. So you take the 810 plus the 190 together, you had $1,000. That's the way it equaled up. But the point is that it was only with the dog that the yachloiku made sense. Because really, one took more expensive tlan than the other one did. To make it even, he took a dog that was worth more. And as a result, that created the equality. But the point is that it comes out that the dog, $190, is being distributed equally amongst all 10 of the tlum that the other person took. So you can't take out the dog and just isolate it, say, this dog is connected to the tlum. No, the tlum's worth 100, the dog's worth 190. It doesn't add up. You take 2, it's still not going to add up. You take 3, it's not going to add up. So what's going to end up happening is the dog is going to have to go connected all the tlum. Therefore, each one is considered Mechir Kelev. And it's for that reason, all 10 are going to be usa. This is basic back-of-the-envelope arithmetic. Zog to Gemara. Oh, very good. You're asking an excellent kasha. The Gemara's kasha, pull what? Oh, very good. You're asking a good kasha. The Rishayim discuss it. Ayin Toysvis, and it's look at the bottom Toysvis. Idach Lishteru Pirish Mitam Breira. But either way, that's already a whole arichas. Esnan Kelev, U'mechir Zoyna, Mutter. So we said that Esnan Zoyna, Mechir Kelev is also. But if it's in the reverse, Esnan Kelev, Mechir Zoyna, Mutter. Amalei Rav, Mi Parzaki, Le Rav Ashi, Menohan, Nusa, Dami Rabbanon, Eins Nusla Behemoth. How did the Chachamim know Eins Nusla Behemoth? What do you see in this sugya, Eins Nusla Behemoth? Because if a nice bia with a behemoth is considered Znus, then Lachura, why is it then that an Esnan Kelev is Mutter? From the fact that an Esnan Kelev is Mutter, so you see from there that Eins Nusla Behemoth. The Gemara's question is, Minoha Milsa Dami Rabban and Ezel Lusta Mehemes. Amalei, he told him, Loi Nishtamit Kra, Lichtev Esen Zayin V'Kelev. You know what the Makar is? You know the Chachamim knew? In Kola Teiru Kula, Bekula Tambuda, Ezel Lusta Mehemes, they knew it from this parasha. Because you see in the parasha, Esnan Zayin V'Mechir Kelev. But Eslan Kelev is not Aser. Why is Eslan Kelev not Aser? Must be because Ein's Nos Labahim is not considered a Maisa Zos. Tayin Ami Hachim Nayin, Eslan Kelev Mechir, Zoyna Shem Mutarin, Shenema Shnayim, Veloy Arba. Vlodei Seyem Mutarim, Shenema Gam Shneyim, Heim, Veloy Vlodei Seyem. Another halacha. Omar Rava. Rava said, Vlad Hanir Bas Aserus. This halacha of Rava is actually going to be discussed in detail on the bottom of the Yomid, which is the next staff, even though it's really this staff, but we'll just go through it quickly, and then Mezus Hashem in the next staff, we'll go into it in a little bit more detail. So Rava said that if you have an animal that was a nirva, so someone was mizana with an animal, so the halach is, roiva nirva, those are basic psulim, obviously this animal can't go on the mizbech. What if the animal had a child? Is that child going to be asura mutas? So Rava said, a very important halacha, v'lan har nirbas asura. Why? Because he uvlada nirbu. The way we look at it is as if the vlad was complicit. It was involved in the revia. And being that it was involved in the revia, it too is going to be us. It's obvious Rav is discussing a case where the animal was a muberes at the time of the revia. Because if the animal wasn't a muberes at the time of the revia, how could you say such a svara, he uvlada nirva? So Rav is discussing where the behemoth was a muberes, and there was a maisiznos. The way we look at it is not only as if the mother was involved, but the vlad was involved. It's for that reason. Just like the mother's a nirva, the vlad's the zelba nirva. Vlad meigachas. What about a shor shenagachas apara, or a para shenagcha, right? She was a female, and she gave birth to a child. Halach is asura. It's going to have a din of a shayr haniskol. It's also going to be asur lakrov al gabi mizbeach. What's the reason? Same thing. He uvlada nirva. It's talking about where she was muberes at the time of the negicha, and it's for that reason, just like the mother was involved in the negicha, the child was as well. Vlad muktza v'nevad mutav. Rava said, what about if you have an animal that was a muktza or neva? That was the topic of Shabbos' daf, and it gave birth to a child. That child's going to be mutav. My time of li'imei akze, li'imei there was no maisa, there was no act that was done from the standpoint of the behemoth, where the behemoth is a nirva, or if the behemoth is a neigachas, so the behemoth did a maisa. The child was complicit in the maisa, the child's going to be us as well. But by muktzah nevad, the animal is an innocent bystander, right? The animal didn't do anything. You did something with the behemoth. So being that you did something with the behemoth, you don't have the svara of hi uvlada nirbu, hi uvlada nakhu. Now it's really a question of what was your kavana? Were you mekatza? Were you oved just the mother or the child as well? So there, Rava said, it's a different svara. And therefore, the child is going to be mutter. So Rava was mechalik as it relates to the vlad of psulim between the nirva and the negachas on the one hand and muksa and the nevad on the other. Ikeda amri, vlad muksa v'nevad aser. No, some had a different gear, so they said that Rava held that even that's going to be awesome. My time of the nichalei benifche, because even though he's not worshipping the child, he's worshipping the mother. But at the end of the day, if someone's going to bring an avodah zar, he wants to bring a good geshmak, a gebifta animal. So the fact that the animal's muberes certainly helps. So it's included in his das of Nevan. It makes sense. For that reason, it's going to be awesome. If someone is Mekadesh, an Isha with the Tzaya of a Shor HaNiskol. So don't try this at home. But if someone's Mekadesh and Isha with the Tzaya of a Shor HaNiskol, what's the halacha? Mikudeshes. Beferesh Egle Avodah Zarah. But if it's Mekadesh and Isha with the Tzaya of Egle Avodah Zarah, ain't a Mikudeshes. What's the difference? My timer. I mean, is the Tzaya something that's worth the money, thus it's a shava pruta, shava dinar, according to Beishama, you can be Mekadesh and Nisha with it, or not. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what, Iba Yisei Makra, Iba Yisei Masfar, Iba Yisei Masfar, and Nichalik Abba Vaidazar B'nifche. By Vaidazar, the Tzaya is a good thing, because it makes the animal fatter, and as a result, it's Nichalik B'nifche, so it has a chashivos. If it has a chashivos, you can be Mekadesh and Nisha with it. You don't have that svara by Shara Niskal. You don't care how big or small the animal is. So it's Tzaya. Tzaya doesn't have any value. As a result, you can't be Mekadesh and Nisha with it. We learn from there, Kol Sha'ate Mahaya Mimenu Hareu Kamayu. It's Rasha. The only thing that comes from Avodah Zarah is Kamayu. So the feresh, which comes from the animal, even though it's Tzaya, but it has chashivas. The Torah gave a chashivas. So it's for that reason, it's a problem. It's mutter, so there it's going to have a different halacha. Either way, just before we go weiter and continue with the halacha of Michir Kelev, one ha'ara, just basic, as it relates to Eslan Zoyna, and one ha'ara, again, basic, as it relates to Michir Kelev. The first thing is that, you know, sometimes if you want to properly understand the pasuk, so you have to appreciate the location, of the pasuk itself. Where does it say in the Torah? Where's this pasuk? This pasuk is not mentioned in Parshas Vayikra. It's not in Sav. It's not in Shmini. It's not in Teres Kain. It's a Parshas Kiseitze. It's Perik Chav Gimel pasuk Yotes. The context over there is not Kachem. We're not talking about Kachem. These are not psukim that are talking about Karbonis. What's the context? The pasuk is talking about a zayna. It says Loisia Kadesha Mibnei Yisrael, V'Loyia Kadesh Mibnei Yisrael. This is a halacha of an Isra zayna. Then the Torah says, "Loisavi on the topic of zayna, Loisavi esnan zayna umechir kelev beis Hashem loykecha lechol neder kisayav as Hashem loykecha gam shneim." It's not a parsha of what you can and cannot bring as a carbon. It's a parsha of zayna. The next pasuk is loisashik loachicha lanochri tashik dalochas of ribbis. We're not discussing. There's no remez of kachem over here. We're not discussing kachem. We're talking about halachas of zayna, and the Torah just mentions two halachas. Number one, loisia kadesh b'nei Yisrael loyir kadesh b'nei Yisrael, and then it says loisavi es nan zayna. And the emes is, if that's the case, you have to understand where does mechir kelev come into this parsha? Bishloima loisavi es nan zayna. We understand, but mechir kelev. Now it's true there was a havamin in the Gemara that mechir kelev has to do with arayas, but the Gemara came out at the end of the day ain's nus lebehemas, and when it says mechir kelev, it has nothing to do with nus. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to put a kelev on the mizbeach. That's obvious. But not only that, even a mechir kelev you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach. Oh, besides garnished seton luchayrim et arayis. And if that's the case, then where does it come into this parasha? Meaning, bishlov, if this was a parasha of what you can't put on the mizbeach, okay, so maybe esnan zayin and mechir kelev come together. Why? Okay, but at least atzad hashavah means you can't put them on the mizbeach. But it's not a parish of mizbeach. This is a parish of arayis. So if it's a parish of arayis, it's a parish of zayinu. Where does kelev come in? I think it's poshid. You have to say that Weisleis, the reason you weren't allowed to put the Mechir Kelev on the Mizbeach is because the Kelev had something to do with Arayis. Poshet. It's just Poshet Pshat in the Pshutai Shemikra. And the truth is, Rav Meir Simcha says it, Mefurish HaMashach Achna. He says, as it relates to the Mechir Kelev, one line, Sha Kelev Hoya Miyuchid Luznos. He says, you find that the Kelev was Miyuchid Luznos. Kemoy Sha'amru, Bav Mitzir, Dafayin Aleph Amir Aleph. Our Malto Leisarbi Kalba. The Gemara says that Amon is not allowed to live with a Kelev because the Kelev was Miyuchid Luznos. She's an Amana, so she's Chashet. She doesn't have pas pasali, and that for that reason she's not allowed to be together with a kelev. But it's poshib shat, because if the kelev has nothing to do with nus, has nothing to do with arayas, where does it come in this parasha? It should be in the psukim, in abakim, in atzoy, in all those drushes where we learn out lemay trefa, and that's where it should be. Why is it over here? The teretz says it obviously has something to do with nus. It's interesting. Rav Meir Simcha says, we spoke this out once. Rav Meir Simcha says that it could be that's pshat in the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph. After the Gemara tells the story of the Arba and Nichnasu Lepardes. So who were the four that were Nichnas Lepardes? Of course, Rabbi Akiva, Elisha Bar Avua, Ben Azai, and Ben Zoyma. So the Gemara says that when Ben Zoyma came out, so they asked him a few questions. One of the questions they asked was Ben Zoyma, Ma'u Lesruse Kalva? Is it okay to be Mesares a Kelev? What's the background to the question? The Pasuk says, Uma'uch, the chasos, the nasuk, the choros. These are different movement. Lo yisakriv l'Hashem. You're not allowed to bring us a carbon. Ba'mum, you're not allowed to be makriv on the mizbech. One of the many lavin where the Torah says you're not allowed to put a ba'mum on the mizbech. And then it says, uva'artzechem lo yisasa. And the Gemara learns from uva'artzechem lo yisasa. It's a completely separate halacha. That uma'uch, the chasos, the nasuk, the choros. These are all mumin that are related to the animal being a sarus. It has to do with the beitzim of the animal, the gid of the animal. Those are the types of mumin we're discussing. So after the Torah says that those mumin are pasul akrova, zok the Torah, uva'artzechem lo yisasu, that by the way, you're not allowed to be masaris an animal. There's an iser to be masaris, nothing to do with kachem. There's an iser to be masaris an animal. So they ask Ben Zoyma, ma'u lesruse kalpa. Are you allowed to be Masaris a Kelev, or are you not allowed to be Masaris a Kelev? What was the premise of the Shaila? The premise of the Shaila was the Iker Pasik of a Moch, the Chasus, the Nasak, the Karus, is talking about an animal that's Kachem. So maybe the whole Halacha, Uva'artzchem Lisasu, the safe of the Pasik, maybe is only also talking about an animal that at the very least could be Kachem. It's an animal that's Chazil Akrava, but if it's not really like, maybe it's such an animal, like, or maybe not. That was the Shaila they asked Ben Zoyma. They asked him, Ma'al Vesurse Kaba, Avon Lemsi, told him, Uva'artzchem Lisasu, and we learn from there, Kol Sheba'artzchem Lisasu, Kol Sheba'artzchem, it doesn't matter what kind of animal it is. Rashi and Tosfos, Shneim Nischavnu Ludover Echad, they both say that why did they ask Ben Zoyma Dafka Kelev? I mean, the crux of the question was, an animal that's not chazik lakav, it can't be put on the mizbech. So why was the shayla dafka by a kelev? Says Rashi, hoyl v'sirus k'siv eitzel mumei karbin, v'kelev afilu chalif avaser. Kelev, not only is it not roi lakrava, but even the mechir kelev is not roi lakrava. Mishum mechir kelev, so therefore they thought that the kelev is so removed from being a karbin, even the mechir kelev, so you can't put a chamar on the mizbech, but the mechir chamar, a gomel can't go on the mizbech. But if you have a mechir gomel, you're allowed to put it, but a kelev is so removed, so that was the shayla. They understood. understood that maybe a kelev, which is so removed from the Mizbeach, maybe there will be mutter, kamash malan, that even there, kol shabaretz chem leisasu, even a mechir kelev. Azoy shteit in Rashi, azoy shteit in Toistus. A bezokra meir simcha, could be it's even deeper than that. Because we see that the kelev was meyuchad l'znos. And that's really the aside of the issa mechir kelev. And that's why it's mentioned together with the esnan zoyna, because it's also arayas related. And the Gemara says, ar marto le sarbi kalva. So there would have been a havam in it to be mesarison. A kelev? Maybe that's a good thing. Because a kelev, as it relates to its ability to procreate, is a michshol. So maybe over there it would be okay. And that was the answer. They told him, Kol Shabbat Artzachem Leitzasas. Rav Simcha is Moisef Neufach. In this Gemara, Masechtes Chagiga, why they asking Kelev? Rashi says, Mechir Kelev. Obzok Rav Simcha, it's even deeper than that. It's the same word, but it's more. Because the pnimius of the Indian is that Mechir Kelev is related to the fact that it's something that's engaged in Arayas. It says it relates to Sirus, being Masaris, and taking away its ability to be Mazana. Maybe that'd be a good thing. Either way, that's the first Ara. The second Ha'ara is that as it relates to the Isser Esnan Zoyna. So the Ramban in Chumash says that why is it that there's an Isser Esnan Zoyna? So the Ramban says because the minig was that Zoynas would sometimes take the gift that they received and they would bring it Lidvar mitzvah. Hazoyna isyasu baneda shalohem mitzvah saseh. Choshvois, they think, l'chaper al-chatoisam. So this was a basic move that the Zoyna would sometimes do. She would feel guilty about the avera that she did, but she said, you know what? I'm going to take my behemah, I'm going to give it to Hashem. So like this, I'm going to get a kapara. K'moshi askiru razal. And he quotes a medrash, that goifa betapu chaya u'mefalga l'vishaya, that the Zoyna would sometimes take her behemah and she would give it to the aniyim. As if to say she's doing good things with this Avera. The Torah said you can't do it. You know why? And this is the punchline. Because if we're going to accept her carbon, then we're just feeding into what she's doing. We're going to feed into Avera. So we need to be merachik her. There's a concept of, you know, your min mekarev is small doicha. Right. Exactly, and that's the whole point. The point is that we don't want to feel that that we're somehow condoning what it is she's doing. So the Torah went ahead and the Torah said it's not okay, because if we're going to accept her carbon, it's just going to feed into it. She's going to do it again and again and again, because in her mind, Adirab, I could do the Avera, and then I could bring it as a carbon. So the Torah had to go ahead and say that this is not something. So, but that's the Yisoid, says the Raman, of this concept of Loisavi Esnan Zoyno Beis Hashem Eloikecha. If somebody gave a Zoyno money, the money is okay. Meaning, you're allowed to take the money and buy behemoths with it. It's only if you give an actual behemoth. It doesn't have to be a behemoth. Any matana that goes directly on the mizbeach, even if it's yayin or shemen or soilus, these are all things that went on the mizbeach, they're going to be awesome. What if he gave her hekdesh? What if the gift was something that's kacha? What if it was a bird? Says the Mishnah. Really, you could have made a kavuchem. My mamuk dashim. Shamum poyselim ines and mechir chalaleim. An interesting kavuchem. Madach kachim, where a mum makes it possible. The halach is there's no esnan and there's no mechir. We just said there's no esnan as it relates to kachim. Oif sheina mum poysel boy. Oif that's kachim. Where the mum doesn't pass, because Tamas Vizachris per behemo, the ain't Tamas Vizachris, but if it's any dinshlo ye esan a mechir chalal. So certainly there should be no halach of esan mechir tamadoim, and that's what the pasuk says, the chol neder. So again, we mentioned that pasuk of esan zoin is a very wordy pasuk. Like, savi esan zoin mechir chalal beis Hashem alakecha, the chol neder. What does the chol neder mean, obviously? What does the chol neder mean? Lahavi esa oif. That's marba, an oif is going to be awesome. Another halacha. Kola asurim lagabi mizbeach, vladoy seya mutam. Anything that's also to go on the mizbeach, the vlad is mutam. Rebbe Lezer says, vlad shrefa, so that sounds very similar to Rava's halacha that we had on the top of the omelet, so we're going to get to that later. An animal that's kosher, that nurses from an animal that's a treifus, possible, may agabim mizbeach. And one final halacha, kol ha-kachim shenasu treifa, all kachim that became treifa, ain't poidin oisam, you can't be poidin. So ordinarily, kachim mizbeach, you can poidin once it has a mum kavua. But if you have kachim mizbeach that has a mum kavua, that's also a treifa, can't be poidin, she ain't poidin, it's ha-kachim l'achilin l'klav. Because what are you allowed to do with kachim mizbeach after you poidin? Only you're allowed to do is eat it. You can't shear the wool, can't even eat the milk. The only thing you're allowed to do is eat it. And being that this animal you're not going to be able to eat, what's the halach of a treifa? Like, kelif tashlichan oisai. So if you're going to be poidin, you're being poidin l'achilin l'klav. The time of the Mishnah holds, and poidim is hakoshim lachinu leklavim. So the last four or five lines of the Mishnah were a bunch of random halachas, and the Gemara is going to go through each one individually. Either way, the first halacha of this Mishnah was that nasan lo ma'ois harei evu mutarim, But if he gave her something other than a behemoth, but something that goes directly on the mizbeach, yenois, shmonim, sotois, the chaldovich, kayoitz, the karav agam mizbeach, there the halach is going to be awesome. Another thing we saw was nasan la mukdashim. If the gift was kachim, mutter, oifois is going to be a problem. Tanu rabbanu nasan la chitin, vasasan soilis. What happens if he gave her chitin and then she took the chitin and she turned it into soilis? Zaysim, vasan shemin. He gave her olives, she made oil from it. Anovim, he gave her grapes, vasan sen yayin. She made wine. Tani chad asurim, patan yidabutan. One by said us, one by says mota. Amrav Yosef, Tani Gurion, the min aspirer. Gurion, who came from aspirer, said, Beishama Yosef, they want to know who the Tani chad and the Tani chad is. Beishama is one that says usur. Beisul matri, Beisul savi, Beisul says, hey, vloy vloy, they say, hey, vloy. Just like with a might of Vlad of an Esnan, so to the Shinoi of an Esnan. So there's a loch of Shinoi of an Esnan. Bishamay Sovi, Bishamay says, Hem Vlad Vlad, they say him, but it says Gam, and that's Le Rabbi Shinoi. Le Besil, Aksiv Gam. What does Beshil do with the word Gam? Gam Le Besil Kasha. The word Gam Le Besil is Kasha. But either way, there's a concept of Hem Vloy Shinoi Yehem, that Shitas Beshil, that the Shinoi of an Esnan doesn't have the halach of an Esnan. And it's because of this that the sugya of Esnan is learned in Yeshiva and Perek Merubah, when you learn Masechtas Bava Kamma. Because just like in Bava Kamma, there's a concept of Shinui Koina, Goyza Leitzim, Vason Kalim. So there's also an idea of Shinui as it relates to Esnan. Does it work with Shinui Koina? Is it a different halach of Shinui? It sounds like a new Gzeres HaKosov of Veloy Shinui Yehem. So again, that's not for now. But either way, there's an idea of Shinui as it relates to Esnan, which makes this a Bava Kamma de Gesugya. And it's really totally B'mach. Another price. The para aduma doesn't have a halacha of esnan. So you're allowed to use an esnan for para aduma, which is interesting because there were so many milas and chumras that they made when it came to the para aduma. I mean, just learn mishnayis para, different gemaras. But either way, an esnan would be okay because it says beis hashem alekecha. And where was the para brought? It was brought on Har HaMishcha. It was brought on Har HaZeisim. It wasn't brought beis hashem alekecha. Divrei Rabbi Loza, the Chachamim Oimrim, no. That when it says beis hashem alekecha, it's not lema'it. It's actually lerabbis, and it's lerabbis esarikuyim. That if the gift was gold, you wouldn't be allowed to use that gold to plate some of the kelim and different parts of the Beis HaMikdash. It says the Gemara, Man Chachamim, Am Rav Chizda, Rav Yis, Rav Yehudi. It's a Mefurish of Reis. Tanya, Lim, Tid Reis, Anasal, Azov, Rav Yis, Rav Yehudi, Oimei, Noisin, Rikuyin, Afil, Achor, Beis HaKapayrus. Even Rikuyin that's behind the Kapayrus, you would think that that's already on the other side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's not in Harabayah, it's not in the Azorah, it's not in the Heichel Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's on the other side. So you would think that maybe that's okay, even that's going to be awesome. How does he know that? Beis HaShem Alekecha is not Lema'it, but rather Beis HaShem Alekecha is Lerach. Incidentally, you just see in Pasha Pshat, again, going back to the Pshut HaShem Mikra, the Torah doesn't say you're not allowed to be Makriv in Esnan Zoyna. You can't even bring it Beis HaShem Alekecha. Like Sovi Esnan Zoyna, Beis HaShem Alekecha. You can't even bring it into Beis HaShem Alekecha. There's a big discussion. Incidentally, amongst the Achrayim, what's the definition of Beis HaShem Alekecha? Reishis Bukuri Ad Moscha Tovi Beis HaShem Alekecha. That's another passage where you find that. What is Beis HaShem Alekecha? So Pashan means the Azar. There's a Shailuf. The Harabayas is also considered the Beis HaShem. So it could be. Would somebody be over the Issa Esnan if he just brought it Beis HaShem Alekecha? If he was never makriv of it? The Pshut HaShem Mikra is not related to Hakrava. The Pshut HaShem Mikra is related to the Isser Bia. Like Sovi Esnan Zaino Beis HaShem Alekecha. One more Gemara. Nasal Mukdashin Arei the Mutarim. Faith the Gemara. V'yim Mukdashim Esan Mechir Chal Alei Mikal V'Chaim. So we said that by Mukdashim, behemoth that's Kachim, there's no halacha of Esan Mechir. By Oif, the Mishnah said, there is. It says the Gemara, L'chura, once there's an Isser Esnan on Chal on Oif, it should be Chal on Kachim as well. Why? Uma Oifos, She'en Amun Paisel Behem, Esnan Mechir Chal Alei, Mukdashim Shamu Paisel Behem, Ena Din She'esan Mechir Chal Alei. The thought is that Mukdashim is more Chomer than Oif. Because Mukdashim has a Psol Mum, an Oif that would be Kachim wouldn't have a Psol Mum. Now the Oif in the Mishnah is not an Oif of Kachim, it's an Oif of Chulin. But we're just saying that the concept of Kachim is more Chomer than Oif. And as a result, if you have Esnan on a knife, so why shouldn't you have Esnan on Kachem? Talmud loy melechol neder, lohoitzi es hanador. Something that's already nader, something that's already Kachem, is included. Says the word, Tamid Matinukra, La Matinukra, Hava Minikiyav, La Mukdashim, Chalalein, Esnan, Mechir, what's the Hava Mini even? We have a Mishnah and a Braisa that's discussing whether Kachem could be Esnan. Lechurav, Alav Mamaynehu. Isn't Kachem by definition not yours? Amir Lagvayas Kim Sir Lahedyet. So if it's not yours, you don't own it. What's the Hava Mini? You should be able to give it as a matana. Meaning, in order to make it an Esnan, it would have to be a legitimate Matana. Right? We saw all the sugyas on Daf Chav Tes and Shabbos is Daf, where the Gemara got involved in all the halachas of Kinyonim. Esnan is a real thing. And if it's not a real Matana, if it's not a real Kinyon, it works with Darkei HaKinyonim. Meshicha, Mois Koines, Kinyachatzer, right? Everything that we had in yesterday's Daf. So it has to be a real Matana. L'chur, if it's not yours, how could it be a real Matana? I'm Rav Hoshias said, B'maman Alpis, I'll give you a Hechatimtza where you could own Kachim. And it's yours. You consider it a bailam on it. We're dealing with the Karban Pesach, specifically the right that I have to get people to join my Karban Pesach, and I can charge money for it, as we'll see. The Rebbe is going to time we went to the right. So the halach is that I'm allowed to charge people to join my Karban Pesach. Right? So you had a RSVP if you wanted to partake in the Karban Pesach. And if I owned the behemah and I was going around trying to put together a chabur of people that are going to join my Karban Pesach, I could even charge people. The Tanakhama says, I can charge people, I could use the money, kidei achiva, use it for the tzorich of the Karban Pesach, for lebi kidei mektach. I can't take the money that I use to get people to sign up with my Karban Pesach and invest it somewhere. That you can't do. Rebbe Yoimer, no. Afmi kidei mektach. You can do business with it. You can do schir. It's fine. Shem ein loy memana acher, mimay al pischei v'achek gigasoy, u'ma'os av chulin, and the money is considered chulin, shalmanas, kein, ekdishi, yisrael pischeim. There's some sort of t'nai that when the Yidden agreed to Karban Pesach, the understanding was that when you machtish the Karban Pesach, you leave over something, and that shear that I have is that I can charge somebody money to join my Karban Pesach, and the money is going to be chulin. Bottom line is, there is an idea of me owning a behemah, which is kachim, and there's a chulin diga element of it. How's that? If the behemah was a Karban Pesach, that's a type of kachim. Either way, so if somebody would have a zoyna join his Karban Pesach, his chabura, he charged her for it. What he charged her for was znos. That was what he charged. So does this Karban Pesach now become an Esnan Zoyna or not? Why should it be an Esnan Zoyna? Because it was used for znos. He was memana her on his Karban Pesach in exchange for znos. So the point is, maybe you look at it as an Esnan Zoyna. Kachem is excluded somehow from the halach of Esnan Zoyna. The obvious horror is, every time in Shas, the Gemara has a problem that how could I be considered a bailim on kachem? What does the Gemara say? Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who holds kachem kalim as mom and bailim. So why over here the Gemara has to come on to Rebbe by Karban Pesach, right? Throughout Shas, that's what the Gemara always says. That according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, kachem kalim, even though Amir Lugvayu can see the head, it is true even by kachem kalim. But there's a concept of kachem kalim mom and bailim. It's Rabbi Yosi Aglili Shita. So why here the Gemara had to come on to Rebbe and not else Rabbi Yosi Aglili Shita? So that's just a little bit of an aura. But just to end with one interesting thing, and that is that, believe it or not, the halach of Esnan Zoyno Mechir Kalim is halach of Amaisa. Meaning, even though there's no Beis Hashem Lekecha today, the Kenish bringing carbonis, no yayin, no shemen, no soilus, no behemis, no eifus, right? We don't have kachim today. But this is actually halach, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down in Eruch Chayim, in Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, in Simin Kuf Nun Gimel. The halach in Shulchan Aruch is, it's a Ramah. Aser lasois me esnan zoyna oy mechir kelev dover shal mitzvah. Kigoyin Beis HaKnesses oy sefer Torah. So if a zoyna would give a behemah and the proceeds of the behemah would go towards a Beis HaKnesses or a Sefer Torah, the halacha is it wouldn't be okay. V'dafka meha esnan atzma, aval imnasnu lo mo'iz be'esnan, but if it was money, muta liknois mehem dvar mitzvah. Meaning if the matana, you can't use the matana directly. So again, just like in our halacha, it's the matana directly that you're not allowed to use, but money to buy, that would be okay. So if there was an esnan where you were going to use the matana, say for Torah or Beis HaKnesses, I'm not sure what the tzir is, but the bottom line is the halacha of esnan zayin mechir kelev relates to the halachas of Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, Hilchas Sefer Torah, and then the Ramah says, V'lei mikri zoyna ele iser erva, ave ilu apnuyas hakdesha, ishem hakdesha, zdova mutal kabimim. It's actually interesting. You go to the Mishnah Berurah over here, so the Mishnah Berurah goes through mamash, our whole sugya, I'll just read one sifkatan kufay, ne esnan zayin, the iser de esnan, chal al kol ma sheyitein lo. V'afilu posakim o tle echad b'schara, v'noisen leharbe. Even if the original agreement was one tle, like in yesterday's daf, and he gave an extra 99, he gave a tip, an extra 99, that's all included. The kulam b'teres esnan kasula. V'din esnan hu dafka kishenosan lo esnan, v'achakach bo'ole, avu bo'ole, v'achakach nosan lo, esneno shehisne ima muter. Kinin shebashas b'yelei hayu konu leza esnan. Gam de isa ezek. Then he says it's only if the dafkik shenosan hanoyef lahanoyefes. Aval ha moisha nosno loy mutar esnan. The nosan esnan lezocher lishka vimoy aser esnan. Mamish, the whole, it's a sikum. You have a Mishnah Berura and Aruch Chaim Simen Kufnun Gimel that's giving a sikum on dafin over here in the end of Masech Tesmura. Where does Tmura come in? Because we digressed to the halachas of esnan zoyna and mechir kelev, the same halacha. And the halachas of esnan zoyna and mechir kelev both relate not only to Savi Beis Hashem Lekechas in the Beis HaMikdash, but even a mikdash ma'at, as in Beis Hashem Lekech, or even for a Sefer Torah, Lashon Rama is called Dover Shel Mitzvah, which is interesting, that the halacha is going to be, even in those cases. I saw the guy in the B'er Gross, says, what's the makar? So he just says, Ayin Tmur Daflamin Amid Beis, Ein Oisin Rikuin. So just like the Gemara said, Ein Oisin Rikuin, Afilu Achayr Beis HaKapayrus, so the guy said that that's not their Iker Es, that's not Loisavi Esnan Zoyin Beis Hashem Lekech. Rikuin Achayr Beis HaKapayrus must be because it's for the Dvar Mitzvah. And that was the makar to the Ramah, that any Dvar Mitzvah would have the halach of Esnan Zayin or Mechir Kel.